Felix has had some 1800 years in hell to rue his folly. By James Smith, Procrastination, 1865. As Paul reasoned with them about righteousness and self-control and the coming day of judgment, Felix trembled and replied, "Go away for now. When it is more convenient, I will send for you." Acts 24:25. Here is Felix listening to the Apostle Paul. He is attentive. He is interested. He is affected. He trembles. He realizes something of the solemnity of eternity. He feels concern, but it is not deep enough. Therefore he says, "Go away for now. When it is more convenient, I will send for you." He does not positively refuse, but he postpones the matter. He thought there would be a more convenient time, but there never was. Felix has had some 1800 years in hell to rue his folly. He is regretting it at this moment, and he will regret it forever. Many have imitated his foolish conduct. They say to God's ministers, "Go away for now. When it is more convenient, I will send for you." What they are really saying is, "I love sin. It is my element. It is my delight. I cannot give it up just now. The dance, the jovial party, the customs of the present world, these are things that I like. I am not prepared to part with them and embrace the gospel you preach. Go away for now. I had rather remain as I am, at least a little longer. I do not wish to be saved at present. By and by, when I am too old to enjoy sin, or when sickness has made me too weak to follow any carnal pleasures, then, at this convenient season, I will send for you." Oh, sinner, sinner, will you spurn God's gracious invitation? Will you turn a deaf ear to the message of mercy? Will you persevere in sin until you lie down in black despair? Will you go to hell when so near the gates of heaven? Will you perish in your own deceivings? Have you no fear of God? Have you no dread of eternal torments? Have you no wish to escape from the wrath to come? What will you do in that dread day, when death arrests you, when the just judge passes sentence upon you, when Satan seizes you, when hell opens to engulf you, and when the gates of the infernal pit close upon you forever? What will you do? What can you do? To whom will you flee for help? How will you, how can you escape? Alas, escape then will be impossible. Then the door of hope will be forever shut.